their news is not our news. Their news is exactly what our news is, but it's just them people. You feel me? So we don't see that. So that's I mean, I feel like he's doing a great job. That's my opinion. There are some people that could crack though.
People just stop this.
What's going
to happen? I actually got to work when I was down there, the juvenile diversion unit. And, like, I think that was the deal breaker that made me run again, right? Because I was kind of, like, going back and forth. I'm not sure if I want to run. But working in the juvenile diversion program, which I didn't know. I was like, that's interesting to me that a prosecutor office actually had a juvenile diversion unit, which D.A. Krasner didn't start, but it has grown since they've been here. And they have a really young, awesome black attorney that leads that unit. But how our kids get to go over to JJC, they look at what they come in for, whatever that issue is. They work with their parent or guardian, and they can go through programs, and this program allow them not just to do restorative justice and restitution, but it also allowed them to get like mentors, and they can get the record expunged so that they don't grow up. And so it's like you, unfortunately, what was deep was, I thought it was like maybe 14 to 18, but now it's like 11 to 18 that our kids is coming in here, but they are providing them with second chances and clearing their records up, so that's not something that followed them. So they actually need, I'm gonna put a shout out for that, that juvenile diversion unit needs more mentors to come on this thing called Youth Advisory Panel. And you could be a volunteer and work with them so that you could be responsible, like look over the cases, work with some of those youth and help become mentors for them so that they don't become, that thing that we see sometimes, right? Because they have someone to direct and guide them in their life. So, I mean, I can always ask if they could come out if you wanted them to, the Juvenile Diversion Unit or even D.A. Krasner to come talk to you also so that you don't have to just take it from me. You could get it right from them. And I believe it could be some opportunities because they're like really need more people to come be a part of this youth advisory campaign.
You said this is voluntary?
Hmm?
You said these
Yeah, it's voluntary. It's a volunteer position. Mm-hmm. It's a volunteer position. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To keep it simple, right? I look at it like this. I mean, you from Philly, right? Everybody in here just brought? So I look at how many cousins I have with kid cases. Like, I have cases from when I was a kid. I mean, kid cases, dumb stuff that you might have done, and then for some reason you get caught up with that one case, but because of those two, maybe three kid cases, that legit kid cases, mm-hmm. you roofed.
Absolutely.
You are roofed. I know so many people in that space, it's insane. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might have been something stupid. Like, my first case, it was a car accident. I got out. My homie didn't have a license. I didn't have a license. I ran. It's my first case, right? I'm just saying, something to other stuff, but I'm just saying, like, if those would determine whether I should be in jail for 10 years, that's insane. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, those things right there, and that's what I think Krasner, what he's been doing lately, that I appreciate, because, I mean, other people, like, I work with a lot of Tiger dudes, they can't stand Larry Krasner. Can't stand
him. So do y'all think that some people's like, we all have like paths that God puts us on, right? Do you think that the prison system could be some guy's green pasture?
Yeah, some, but not 70%.
Definitely.
In which way?
I'm going to say from the standpoint of, at one point, I know.